Hot House Flower by Lucinda Riley. Read by Stephanie Racine. For my father, Donald, who inspired me in every way. Siam, many moons past. It is said in Siam that when a man falls in love with a woman, deeply, passionately, irrevocably, he will be capable of doing anything to keep her, please her, to make her value him above all others. And once, there was a prince of Siam who fell in love this way with a woman of rare beauty. He pursued and won her, but yet, only nights before their wedding, a celebration that would include a nation feasting, dancing, and rejoicing, the prince felt uneasy. He knew he must somehow prove his love to her with an act of such heroism and power that it would bind her to him for all time. He must find something that was as rare and beautiful as she was. After much thought, he called his three most trusted servants to his side and told them what they must do. "I've heard tales of the black orchid that grows in our kingdom, high up in the mountains of the north. I want you to find it for me and bring it here to my palace so I may give it to my princess on our wedding day. Whichever one of you brings the orchid to me first, I will reward with the kind of treasure that will make you a rich man. The two who fail will not live to see my marriage." The hearts of the three men, bowing in front of their prince, were filled with terror, for they knew they were staring at death. The black orchid was a mythical flower. Just like the bejeweled golden dragons that adorned the prows of the royal barges, which would carry their prince to the temple where he would take his vows to his new princess, it was the stuff of legend. That night, all three of the men made their way home to their families and said their goodbyes. Yet one of them, lying in the arms of his weeping wife, was cleverer than the others and wished to die less than they did. By morning, he had hatched a plan. He set off to the floating market which sold spices, silks, and flowers. There, he used coins to purchase an exquisite orchid of deepest magenta and pink, fulsome with dark, velvety petals. Then he walked with his plant along the narrow klongs of Bangkok until he found the scribe sitting amongst his scrolls in his dark, humid workroom at the back of his shop. The scribe had once worked at the palace, which was how the servant knew him, but his work had been deemed unworthy due to the imperfections in his lettering. "Sawadee krap, scribe?" The servant placed the orchid on the desk. "I have a task for you, and, if you help me, I can offer you riches you can only have dreamt of." The scribe, who had been forced to scratch a living since his days at the palace, looked up at the servant with interest.
"And how might that be?"
The servant indicated the flower.
"I wish you to use your skill with ink and colour the petals of this orchid black."
The scribe frowned as he stared at the servant, then studied the plant.
"Yes, it is possible, but when new flowers grow, they will not be black, and you will be discovered. When new flowers grow, you and I will be many miles away, living like the prince I serve," answered the servant.
The scribe nodded slowly as he thought about it.
"Come back to me at nightfall, and you will have your black orchid."
The servant returned home and told his wife to pack their meagre belongings, promising that she would be able to buy whatever her heart desired, and that he would build her a beautiful palace of her own, far, far away. That night, he returned to the scribe's shop and gasped.